USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A fifth person is confirmed dead following the collapse of a condo in Surfside, Florida. Searchers are working around the clock to find survivors in the rubble of the 12-story condo that collapsed 3 days ago near Miami Beach. Pablo Rodriguez tells Fox News his mother and grandmother are among the 156 still unaccounted for.
The night before it happened, I talked to her, and one of the things that she had said was that she woke up that morning around 3, 4 in the morning because she heard some loud creaking noises. She didn't really think, you know, it was to the level that the building was going to fall down, but she did mention it.
President Biden walked back comments tying the fate of a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure agreement to a separate Democratic effort called Reconciliation to pass a broad anti-poverty plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Less than half of nursing home staffers across 15 states have been fully vaccinated, despite the disproportionate level of harm that COVID-19 imposes on seniors, a trend elder care advocates fear could put the most vulnerable population at risk. Long-term care facilities such as nursing homes in 15 states, including Mississippi, Wyoming, Alabama, and Louisiana, have fully vaccinated about 48% or fewer staffers over the past few months. Some nursing homes and assisted living facilities have made COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for their employees in order to work, citing the devastation caused by the pandemic in resident populations. The cruise industry is setting sail from the United States shores once again. The first ship with passengers paying departed from Fort Lauderdale Saturday on a 7-night voyage with stops in Mexico and the Bahamas. The ship is sailing at 40% capacity to allow for social distancing. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Johnson & Johnson is settling an opioid lawsuit in the state of New York.
Healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson has agreed to a $230 million settlement with the state of New York in an opioid case, according to Attorney General Letitia James. The settlement resolves the state's claims over J&J's role in fueling the opioid epidemic. It also bars the companies from selling the painkillers nationwide. The company didn't admit any liability or wrongdoing in the settlement, but they told NBC News they're consistent with prior agreements to pay $5 billion to settle opioid claims by states, cities, counties, and tribal governments nationwide. The settlement money will be used for opioid prevention, treatment, and education statewide. James says she filed the lawsuit against five other manufacturers in addition to J&J in March, along with members of the Sackler family. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
According to a new YouGov poll, the United States ranks last in media trust at 29%. That's among 92,000 news consumers surveyed in 46 countries. American public schools lost 1.3 million students last year. That's according to a new report from Education Week. Some states saw large increases in alternative education. In Maine, the number of students educated in learning pods or homeschooling increased by 32%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.